This recording is not designed to take the place of a qualified healthcare professional. The meditations that follow are meant to enhance treatment, and as part of a weekly program, can aid in promoting health, emotional well-being, and longevity. The meditations in this recording are based on the philosophy of Taoism and traditional Chinese medicine. It's likely due to the long history of both of these disciplines that these meditations in some form have existed for thousands of years. The meditations that follow are designed to promote a healthy body and mind. These techniques have been used over many generations to combat disease and to rid the body of negative emotions which can hinder both our physical and mental well-being. All the meditations may be done seated or laying down. The most important thing is that you feel comfortable and are able to fully relax. Each meditation deals with a specific organ. Your healthcare provider can guide you in which meditation will be the most beneficial for you. If you are using this CD as part of your health and wellness routine, you may just pick whichever meditation appeals to you at this moment, or set up a practice in which each meditation is performed in turn. What follows is a quick overview of the main areas associated with the kidneys and liver, according to traditional Chinese medicine. This is not meant for self-diagnosis, but rather as insight and general guidance. The kidneys are associated with the element of water, the colour of blue or black, and the season of winter. This means that during the winter months we should take special care to nourish the kidneys. The negative emotions related to the kidneys are fear and shock. Both of these can weaken the kidneys. Conversely, the emotions of gentleness and wisdom can help strengthen the kidneys. In ancient China, the kidneys were often referred to as the work minister, being responsible for both physical and mental work. This was, and still is, considered the most important organ for a person's vitality. A deficiency in this area is often associated with joint pain, weak bones, poor hearing, as well as lower back pain. The liver is associated with the element of wood, the colour green, and the season of spring. As before, this means extra care should be taken in spring to strengthen and nourish the liver. The negative emotions related to the liver and which can weaken the liver are anger, resentment, and frustration. To strengthen the liver, we should try to develop the attributes of forgiveness, compassion, and loving kindness. In ancient times, the liver was referred to as the general due to it being tough and durable. Just like a general, the liver is able to plan and make those tough decisions in life, but only when it's strong and healthy. Imbalances in this area can cause irritability, poor eyesight, headaches, as well as tight joints and muscles. I hope you will enjoy the meditations that follow and that this CD may help you on your journey to health and longevity. Thank you.